Hey, we've got a special guest on the phone, Michael.
We do indeed. Writing in yesterday's Australian newspaper, Malcolm Turnbull was sounding off on how the RudNet proposal, the $43 billion national broadband network, wasn't going to be commercially viable and was a bad idea. So we're talking to Still Garion, who's a consultant and blogger on Crikey, amongst other places, on internet, media and information technology matters. Good morning.
Good morning, good people. How are you doing?
Very well. Very how well. Are you?
Oh, look great for this hour of the day. Don't know how you do it.
Well,
it's one of our favourites. We don't know either.
Now, we would be the first to admit that we really don't necessarily understand what the deal with the National Broadband Network is. So we're hoping, Still Garion, you could unpack it for us a bit.
Absolutely. Look, don't be alarmed that you don't understand every detail on this, because quite frankly, there's not a lot of detail on the table yet. And that's one of the interesting aspects to it. And there's even more stories out today saying the government, just might be making this up as they go along. So where would you like to start? Would you like to start with politics, with technology, with money, with what you can do with it?
Still Garion, I might go with money. Is $43 billion expensive?
It's an awful lot of money, and we're talking about $5,000 per household with this, which sounds a lot of money. But you've got to think of this in terms of a really long-term investment. So at the moment, we have a pair of copper wires, or two pairs, going to pretty much every business and house in Australia. And that was built up over the course of a century as the whole country was laid out and everyone got the telephone. Now, over that century, or over half of that time, the data speeds went up from, 75 bits per second to 24 million bits per second.
Yep.
So what we're looking at is laying in glass fibres to replace that copper. And again, it's something that's going to last decades, so that's kind of how we need to be looking at it.
Definitely the rhetoric that the Prime Minister's using is that this is nation-building stuff. It's like the Snowy Mountains Hydro or whatever else. Is that a reasonable parallel to make?
In terms of the money alone, absolutely. I think this works out being even more expensive than the Snowy Mountains scheme once you do all of the translation of the dollars. And it is. It's even, I wonder whether Malcolm Turnbull's got this right in terms of looking at this as something that has to make a profit, because unless we're the Macquarie Group, we don't expect roads to make a profit. We don't expect sewers to make a profit, or street lighting, or hospitals, or any of those things.
But won't this in the long run make a profit?
It depends on the numbers. If you're spending this amount of money up front, just even things like interest payments and we don't know. And that's just it. Once you start modelling this sort of stuff out years ahead, you're starting to make an awful lot of assumptions. What'll happen to interest rates? What'll happen to the value of anything? And it's a bit hard to say. And there's a lot of talk at the moment that it may not.
Still, Garion, to what extent is the anxiety about the viability of it, about the fact that it's new technology, that so much of the application of this is kind of at a conceptual stage at the moment rather than something that people understand, like roads or sewage, as you were saying?
I think for the voters, that's obviously a real fear. We understand, sure, we're building a bridge. We all know what a bridge is, and we understand they cost billions of dollars if it's a big bridge. Here it's something that's going to be invisible. It'll be in the ground. I think another fear, though, is that there's still people who think that that in a time of crisis we should be spending money on things we do understand, like hospitals. But then why aren't we cutting defence? It's interesting. There was a Essential report, which is a polling group, yesterday did a report. A percentage of voters which approve or strongly approve of the national broadband network, 54%. The total who disapprove is only 24%. Obviously, there's 21% of people in there also with no opinion. So,
or no internet.
Sorry?
Or no internet.
Yeah, or no internet, or,
Luddites.
If they don't have an internet now, they either don't want one or are desperate for this new one.
They don't care.
So just to be finish things up on a fairly reductive note, what's your gut instinct, Still Garion? Is the government's plan a good one? Is it the only possible way to proceed?
It's certainly not the only way to go, because the kind of 100 megabit fibre network is something that was already being built in parts of Australia just purely by private industry in new housing developments. It's the sort of, it's the technology itself isn't new, it's being deployed around the world, and it would have happened anyway. What this does is, if it goes ahead, it forces it to happen on the government's choice of timetable. But there's increasing speculation that is all this just a bluff, a straw man to bitch slap Telstra back into its box?
If it is that a bad thing?
Look, isn't it a national sport? Don't we all love to bitch slap Telstra?
Yeah.
I'd be very happy to. And plan later on today to get on the phone to a call centre and do just that. We've been talking to Stilgherrian, who is a consultant and blogger on internet media and information technology matters. You can read more of his thoughts on the subject on his blog or on Crikey, but you can go to Stilgherrian, which is Stilgherrian.com. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
My pleasure, anytime.
Thanks very much.
Cheers.